Elaine News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. India's confirmed coronavirus toll has crossed 7 million, and health experts warn that mask and social distancing fatigue is setting in. The health ministry registered more than 74,000 infections within a 24-hour period. India is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country in coming weeks, surpassing even the U.S. Government expert Dr. Randeep Gularia says the number of people who have died of COVID-19 has remained relatively low in South and Southeast Asia, from India to Vietnam and Taiwan, as compared to European countries and the United States. But others say India's death toll may not be reliable because of poor reporting and inadequate testing. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season has even started. Intensive care wards are filling up again and bars are shutting down. Authorities say a widespread case of COVID fatigue in Europe, too, is making matters worse. Spain this week declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing in newly flaring hotspots. Italy mandated masks outdoors and warned that for the first time since the country became the European epicenter of the pandemic, hospitals are filling up again. U.S. President Donald Trump meets the criteria to safely discontinue isolation. These criteria laid out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States. The president's doctor says that by currently recognized standards, he is no longer considered a transmission risk. This comes as the president made his first round of campaign stops since being treated for COVID-19. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mayors from the big towns in northern England have denounced the British government's latest wage support package aimed at employees and businesses that could close due to further coronavirus restrictions. The leaders of metropolitan areas around cities such as Liverpool, Manchester, and Newcastle warned that their regions would face extreme economic hardship if more restrictions are put in place. In a virtual press briefing, the mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, said that Northern England is facing what he described as the most dangerous winter for years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected soon to back a new three-tier local lockdown system, which could result in even more closings. There's concern about North Korea's showcasing of previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at a military parade this weekend. Analysts said the one missile shown would be one of the largest road mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world. That's if it becomes operational. And the deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight overnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a show of power ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. Australian Navy divers have removed an unexploded 100-pound bomb on a reef off the southeastern coast, and a ship towed it to deeper water because it posed a significant risk to the public. The bomb was found by a fisherman on Elizabeth Reef near Lord Howe Island off New South Wales State. Divers aboard the HMAS Adelaide carefully removed the abandoned explosive by floating it to the surface and towing it further out to sea, where it was dropped into deeper waters. Officials say the fishermen and Navy divers have potentially saved lives and one of Australia's most important reefs, which is also the southernmost coral reef platform in the world. Tens of thousands of Israelis calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign demonstrated across the country last night, saying he's not fit to rule while on trial for corruption charges and accusing him of mismanaging the nation's coronavirus crisis. Protesters gathered at hundreds of locations across the country due to a nationwide lockdown that has barred them from protesting at the usual site outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News. ¶¶